Bruce has been the inspiration for so many people for the last 20 odd years. He's been out there writing songs, helping poor people, helping union people, getting things organized, and using his music to help everybody. And I can't think of anything more you could say about someone that they use what they do to help people, and that's an awful high recommendation. So I'd really love it if you'd give a big welcome to Bruce Phillips.
Well, what place is this? How did I get here? I was coming out of the Coachella Valley in California in the National Carrot Festival. Felt a sudden sharp pain behind my left ear, and I woke up here. Who are these people? What is this? What are these clothes? Jeez, dislocated. I've been traveling a bit too fast. I feel kind of culture shocked. Real pleased to be in this town, which seems a little bit more mild, a little bit quieter than the places I've been. I've been back doing picket line duty for Patco in Philadelphia and just, you have no idea of the vituperation coming from people that are charging across that picket line. It's been kind of a threatening situation, especially since I'm from Spokane, Washington. I'm at the other end of the country, and I can't use my airline ticket because I can't cross a picket line because my mother didn't raise me to be a scab, see? So I'm stuck. I may be a resident. My partner Sheila and the kids won't like it none, but I may be. If anybody's going to Chicago, God let me know. I've got to catch out of there on Tuesday morning. Means I ought to leave Sunday or Monday, you know. I really mean it. Those Greyhound buses would fold me up like an accordion, and I'd have to go to a chiropractor to get unbraided when I got home, see? Music is all about folks singing and quacking along together. Yes, sir. Ever been to Spokane, Washington? Why? Jesus, Snore City, USA. Look. Yeah, I live out there with Sheila, my partner, and two kids. Well, I got kids in their 20s by a prior arrangement down in Utah. Now I got Brendan, who's 4 years old next week. And then as of May Day, we have, you know, my little girl is a year old. She was born on May Day last year. Red diaper baby. I was one. I always wanted one myself, you know. Pretty little kids. Nice having a lady child around the house. How she come about was, I was up tarring the roof because it leaked. And I left the tar bucket at the foot of the ladder. Baby Brendan toddled around the corner of the building, zeroed in on it, dove into it head first. A disgusting, wretched mess he was. I fetched him out by his heels, rattled him some, took him into the kitchen and flung him into the middle of the kitchen floor. Well, Sheila took one look at him and said, "We'd as well have another one as try to clean this one up." Hey, you see that train a-coming yonder round the bend? Carry me away, well, I ain't coming back again. Goodbye, babe, my blue-eyed babe. Quack, quack. Oh, before I forget, I've been asked to bring heartfelt greetings from Jane Boss and Hoyle Osborne, who I encountered up in New York State. And they loved it here so damn much, and they said I'd just have a hell of a time coming down here. Marvelous, marvelous singers they are. Yeah, I farm out in Spokane half the year. That's just farm country, isn't it? Well, you know how it is, light farming or heavy gardening, whichever comes first, I suppose. Got our place off of old Mrs. Hayes, the egg lady of 14th, she's called. She's raised chickens down on that road for 70 years, anybody knows about. She sold us part of her place. Well, she got out of the egg business on account of this inflation, drove up the price of her utilities and her feed so high she couldn't stay in it. She knew somebody was making money off of them eggs, and it wasn't her. Well, she did her own independent market study, Mrs. Hayes did. Smart woman. She took an egg she was going to sell out of a batch, indelible pencil. She wrote on the side of that egg, to whom it may concern. I just sold this egg for 5 cents. I'd appreciate it if you'd send me a letter and tell me how much you paid for it. Send it out. That's smart. Well, it was about 6 weeks ago, she got a letter from the United States Department of Agriculture right on their own stationery. It was pretty, I saw it. It said, Dear Mrs. Hayes, I've been asked to inform you that Secretary of Agriculture Block, while delivering a speech to the farmers of Kansas, received your egg for nothing. My Lord. Hey, my baby left me. He even took my shoes. Now that's enough to give a man a low-down worry blues. Baby's gone. Solid gone. Secretary Block and those other birds, Jesus, I don't know. That cabinet scares the hell out of me, don't it, you? Woo! I mean, hand-picked from the upper crust. It's a handful of crumbs held together by a wad of dough. Hey, I'm going up north this fall. If my luck don't change, I ain't coming back at all. Goodbye, babe, my blue-eyed babe. Sure has been a long trip, but it's good being among friendly folks after spending a week not being among friendly folks. So I just have to relax and get to enjoy you. Sure missed the kids. Well, I don't miss getting up at 5:30 in the morning, but I've got to get back out there and take care of duty. They're also expensive. You know, you stuff food in them, they swell up. You stuff more food in them. Hard to get to. Really is. And Brendan, the older boy, I took, talk about expensive, I took him to an orthodontist. He only had a dollar, so he gave him buck teeth. Well. What can I say? Oral flatulence. Morrigan Bell now. Morrigan Bell, she's real pretty. She's, little kids will scare the hell out of you if you're not used to them, you know. She was sitting in her high chair 2 weeks ago, and I come downstairs, she had red spots all over her face. I thought she had smallpox, rushed her to the emergency ward. Turned out she'd just been trying to learn how to eat with a fork. Grisly affair. Sing a song for the kids. Do you feel like singing? Have anybody had the audacity to bring small children into an environment such as this? Ah, I hear one quacking and bleeding now. Good for you, yeah. Is that a baby? Mine's about roasting size now. It's not Catholic, so it can't be a friar. Yeah, that's an industrial disease, you know. I can get workman's comp for that. They'll pay me not to do that. You know, the most common thing you hear in a house that has little kids in it, because kids are natural finks, is I'm gonna tell on you, as they try to turn each other in for the pettiest infraction. There's a song made up by Rosalie Sorrells out in Boise, Idaho, to, you know Rosalie? Made this up to devil her kids, I'll teach you the words. Hey, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you, have you got that? Try it out. Oh, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler, and I'm gonna yell. I'd get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Are there people behind that thing there? What is that thing? What is that? I don't know what that is. I don't have a union card in that fella, you know. Well, I don't know what. I sure wish they could do something about it. I'd like to see it so I know if you're going to come at me, you know. Little ghetto over here behind this speaker. I'm going to tell Mama that you suck your thumb. I'm going to tell her where you stuck your gum. Soon she'll find out about the cat and the glue, because I'm going to tell on you. Yeah, I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'd get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell Mama where you hid the broom, so you wouldn't have to sweep up your room. And Mama will sweep the room up with you, 'cause I'm gonna tell on you. Yeah, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'd get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. And I'm gonna tell Mama you socked me and hit me. I'm gonna tell her you punched me and bit me. Ain't gonna tell her what I done to you. I'm just gonna tell on you. Hey, I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'd get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Theme song, theme song. What is this thing here, by the way? I mean, is there some way that... What is it? Does anybody know what it is? Oh, good, because it'd be nice for those folks over there to be able to, because it's... Hey, terrific. Well, well, now, ain't that nice? See? Thank you very much, thank you very much. That's right accommodating, I appreciate that. I never understood machines anyway. I have no idea. Yeah, living in Spokane, I suppose, is okay. I only have to pay $150 a month for that farm, and we're buying it off of the guy who owns it on account of I can't use a bank, see? I don't believe in credit and interest and stuff like that, which would corrupt my otherwise basically decent nature. The only problem we ever have is inflation. Do you have inflation around here? Huh? I thought the phenomenon was rather widespread when I looked around a bit. Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I've thought and thought, read and read, and I cannot figure out what inflation is, a word upon the tongues of all America. And nobody has sat me down and explained to me what the hell it is. Anybody explained it to you? I don't know. I mean, hell, I subscribe to Time Magazine and Newsweek so I can get both sides. Turn on the television set, and every time, you know, Meet the Press is on, one of the economic experts, I listen. Expert X is a has-been, a spurt is a drip under pressure. Well, we all know that. Jesus. And finally, I went and got some college textbooks, and I sat down and read them. They didn't make any sense. In my extremity, I finally went to the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I dug out what's supposed to be the true definition of inflation. I thought I would share it with you. That's my library there. Put on my, I got my reading glasses. See, Sheila, my partner, she saw that I was squinting a lot when I was reading those college books, so she made me get some reading. She evidently mistook my consternation for some kind of ocular deformity. There. Those are real good for fighting inflation, though. I wear them to the dinner table. They make the portions look bigger. Now, inflation, Encyclopedia Britannica. It is a condition where the amount of goods and services available fails to keep pace with the amount of money in circulation, colon. Too much money chasing too few goods. Now I go to every store in town, the goods are stacked to the ceiling, spilling out on the sidewalk, and I check my hand to see how much money I got to cover what I need, and there ain't enough. too little money chasing too many goods, the opposite of the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I've been bamboozled one more time. Yeah. Damn. Gonna start getting care packages from Pakistan. Korean family wants to adopt my children. Hard times. It's one of those old depression songs I learned from my mother that seems somehow so current anymore. I'll teach you the chorus on it. Good singers you are, good singers. I was born long ago in 1894. I've seen many a panic I will own. I've been hungry, I've been cold, but now I'm getting old. But the worst I've seen was 1931. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. That's beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. Try it out. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. Have Hooverized on butter, and for milk there's only water. I haven't seen a steak in many a day. As for pies and cakes and jellies, well, we substitute sow bellies, for which we work the county road each day. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. If there ever comes a time that I have more than a dime, they'll have to keep me under lock and key. Cause I've been broke so long, I can only sing this song about us workers and our misery. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. So when I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. Well, this is fun, damn it. I sure hope that Brendan grows up fast enough to catch up with some of the people around me out there that are dying off one at a time. I mean the old ones. Old people are my teachers and very old people are my professors. Talking to them is like going to school. You get a whole different vision of America and who we are and where we've come from. The kind that you can't get out of your high school books, as far as I went, you know. Where you mainly got the history of the people that own the wealth and not any of the history of the people that create it. You understand that? Yep. And when just as the weather starts to turn sour, I go down to Trent and Havana Street in Spookaloo and catch Dirty Face, Billy Goat freight train. It's like a commuter run, you understand. And go up across Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint Country, Bonner's Ferry, Lake Ponderade. You know that? Any of you? Panhandle of Idaho, Priest River? Cut over there. Good. Well, now you can. That place is beautiful. And I'll pull into Whitefish and then get driven. A fella come up, pick me up in a truck, take me down to Troy. Troy, Montana, where I'll sit and visit with Old Man Hahn. Old Man Hahn, well, he was a rancher from around there for many, many years. He remembered the last Texas to Montana cattle drive, 1906. Storytellers, all of them. He runs the Troy Hotel now. Mainly so that all of his old cronies camped around the edge of the forest who are too old to get their wood in the winter have a place to go to winter in. They sit around there all winter long and jawbone. They tell stories. They make up all the jive they're going to lay on the folklorists when they come in the spring with their tape recorders. What do we tell them this time? Some of them get paid for it, too. Yeah. He tells me stories about, oh, the Old West, about the Mountain West, about the Southwest. Then I make up songs, songs I originally made up for Old Man Hahn, about the old woman, what they used to call the camp cooks in the Southwest, because they had the foolish notion that only women do cooking. Yeah, the old blown cowboys got too old to sit in a saddle anymore. got put out on the Chuck Gang and had to doctor all the chilblains with the old Indian cures. That's Han's favorite song. Let's trade it to him for tales. Told me about Colonel Charlie Goodnight and Oliver Lovin, the founders of the Goodnight Loving Trail, westernmost of the great cattle trails. Said Oliver Lovin, pioneer settler of the Southwest, did his first cattle drive at the age of 16 up to Topeka, Kansas, to head into the Chisholm Trail. Jesse Chisholm was a black cowboy. That's another thing your history books won't tell you. Well, he hadn't had a bath or a square meal for 3 months, so he cleaned himself up when he got to Topeka and went down to the restaurant to eat. Brought him a bowl of turtle soup. They were getting delicacies on the frontier that they hadn't seen because the train had come in to Dodge. He drank it and he liked it. But then they brought the bill, $2. Now, normally you charge a working cowboy $2 for a bowl of soup. Why, he is going to tip over the table, knock down the waiter, throw the chair through the window, fire a few loose rounds through the ceiling, and stomp out in a mild huff. Charlie Goodnight was a pioneer and a smart fella. He looked at the bowl and said, one turtle, $2. But he understood that the South Texas plains were covered with turtles, with giant land terrapins, land turtles. He got a crew together. They spent 3 months rounding up 56,000 of those land turtles. It took them 3,200 days to drive them all the way up to Topeka, Kansas. The longest drive in the history of the Old West, and that's a fact. Well, they drifted a lot was the problem. I had to turn them on their backs at night, and then they just waved their little legs. They were so tired they couldn't hardly crawl the next day. Hard to rope, they'd pull in their heads. Jesus. Of course, the first river they forded, they all went down and never come up. And that was that for the great turtle drive of 86, but it was an altogether fine idea. Yeah, that's what I learned from old Han. Gonna sing to him. You old triangle, or right on the swing. You beat the triangle and curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be the king. On the Goodnight Trail, on the Lovin' Trail, our old one's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone ball in path. It's a wonder the wind don't peril your skin. Get in there, blow out the light. With your snake oil and herbs and your liniment too, you can do anything that a doctor can do, except find a cure for your own goddamn stew. On the Goodnight Trail, on the Lovin' Trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone ball in calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Cook fire's out and the coffee's all gone. The boys are up and we're raising the dawn. We're still sitting there all lost in a song. On the Goodnight Trail, on the Lovin' Trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone ball in calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Yeah, I know that someday I'll be just the same, wearing an apron instead of a name. No one can change it and no one's to blame. The desert's a book wrote in lizards and sage. It's easy to look like an old torn out page, faded and cracked with the colors of age. On the Goodnight Trail, on the Lovin' Trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight. Sharp blows like a lone ball in path. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Thank you. One of the things that I've only been here for part of the day, so what I know about this festival is hearsay and also what they sent me in the mail. But it's been going for a long time. I mean, it's been going for about a month, hadn't it? And the charming thing about it is that it's not just one shot where you fill an auditorium and sit down and consume music like you'd consume toothpaste or Twinkies. It's a place where you come to learn how to take possession of your own music, what already belongs to you. Isn't that true? You can come here and sign up for classes and learn about banjo, learn about fiddle, learn about fixing your instruments, learning a good clog dancing, square dancing, contra dancing. That's the way that it ought to be, you know, that we achieve among ourselves the means to take possession of what already belongs to us. You know, I mean, from here we move on to the offshore oil in Alaska and to the national forest, you know. We are an immensely wealthy people. It's just that we, you know, the government deals all that stuff we own to private enterprise, and then they sell it back to us for a profit. Well, they do that with our music. Place like this, you can learn how to find instruments, you can learn how to play them, and then you can do that front porch music, backyard music, indoor music, outdoor music with people that you love and like to be with, and it doesn't cost you a damn dime. The most radical thing you can say in this country now is that it's possible to have fun without spending money. They don't want you to know that. So, you know, congratulations, that's what you're doing. That's a marvelous, marvelous thing. It ain't just bad enough that they try to turn music into a commodity to sell, but they come into our ancient mountains and out west, to come into your ancient mountains for sure, and they strip mine our traditional music just like the coal, and they take it to town, and the people who have nothing to do with getting it, with creating it, they're the ones that coin it into dollars, coin it into money, and we let them get away with it too, year after year. You take a song like, the Wabash Cannonball. Cannonball is an old railroad song from the 1890s. Cannonball and Tramp lingo is the last train you'd ride to your reward. That's why they sing no changes can be taken, or there's breakfast on the club car, you see? Well, I put that on a little record for Philo up in Vermont, a cooperative bunch. 6 weeks later, I got a call from a lawyer in Nashville, Tennessee. He said, "You can't do that. That song is wrote by Roy Acuff, and Acuff Rose Publishing has the copyright, and you owe us some money." I said, "Horse shit, pardon my language, but that's what I said." Banged the phone on the wall for a while, said, "Now you birds stole that song from us people, and I'm stealing it back, and I will sing it any place I want. It's mine." Nitwit. I got mad. I tried to trap him, you know. I tried to trick him. I said, "Oh yeah, how did Roy Acuff come to write the Wabash Cannonball?" He said Roy Acuff was on his way to Corvallis, Oregon, driving a 1924 Datsun station wagon. He was on his way to an AKA-approved dog show in which one of his children was entered. Meanwhile, here come a moving freight train out of Omaha loaded with kumquats and gravel sorters trying to make it to Bakersfield before dark. Took a bad turn coming out of Cut Bank, Montana, and on the edge of Corvallis, swerved. You ever tried to swerve a moving freight train? Well, it's damn hard. Swerved to avoid slamming into the side of a busload full of blind, drunk, orphan, midget Rosicrucians that was out cruising for burgers well past 4 o'clock in the morning. Slammed into the side of that 1924 Datsun station wagon, sliced it open like a can of tuna fish, and Roy Acuff leapt up out of the general carnage with this song bubbling from his lips. Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the green and growing mountain to the south held by the shore. She ain't such tall and handsome, but she's quite well known by all. She's a modern combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar. She's rides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush, the engineer, the lonesome hobo call. Get traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball. Late last night to get a cigar and somebody stepped on my fingers. Pretty good old guitar though. This guitar was handed down to me by my grandfather. Unfortunately, he was still on the ladder when the cops came. Well, boy, eastern states and Indies, so the people always say. From New York to Chicago and Rock Island, by the way. From the hills of Minnesota, where